Good morning, Grace Harbor. It's Dan. Happy Friday. I hope you've had a great week so far as we get rolling in this new year. Now that school has been in session for a couple of days, it feels like we're all getting back in the swing of things. This week, when I woke up, I didn't have to think about what I needed to do. The mission is clear. Get some coffee, get the kids up, make breakfast, pack lunches, and listen to the podcast on the way to school. Yep, we listen to the podcast too. I asked my daughter recently if it was odd to be listening to her dad over the car speakers on the ride to school, and she replied, "Not really. I listen to you blab all the time." Which, hey, she's got a point. Anyway, getting back into the rhythm has been really helpful. Now, don't get me wrong, I love a good day off. We had multiple days over Christmas break where at least one, if not both, of my kids were in PJs all day. But here's something I wonder if you've ever noticed. When you're in a regular rhythm, you pretty much do the same things every day. Get up, get dressed, eat breakfast, brush your teeth and hair, pack your backpack, get out the door for school. You might even do them in the same order most days. It all gets done, and you don't even really have to think about it. When you aren't in regular rhythm, you kind of make it up as you go. Do I need to get dressed, or can I stay in PJs? Do I eat breakfast first, or do I play first? Should I stop to brush my teeth? Nah, I can do that later. Why don't you take a few moments as a family and see if you can name the steps in your morning routine? Do you do them in the same order every day? And here's a fun twist. On off days, what do you skip? If you need more time, you can pause the podcast, and I'll be right here when you get back. Now, there are pros and cons to both living in rhythm and changing it up. We don't want to be so locked into a routine that we miss the joy that comes when something spontaneous happens. But sometimes, if we're just making it up as we go along, important stuff can get missed, like realizing you never did get around to brushing your teeth. Well, this week, we've been looking at the Wesley Covenant Prayer as a way to start the new year. It's been all about deciding to live into the rhythms that God wants for us. And the end of the prayer has three short but important words: "So be it." What that's saying is, okay, all that stuff I just prayed about belonging to God, trusting God, choosing to follow God with my whole heart, I want to do more than just say it. I want to live it out. Or perhaps to offer another three-word phrase, it's like saying, "Let's do this." You see, it can be easy to say a prayer and talk about all the good things we want to do. But then, once we say amen and the prayer ends, we just go back to doing things the way we always have. There's a funny illustration in the Bible where a guy named James wrote that if you say a prayer but then don't live out what you prayed, it's like looking in the mirror and forgetting what you look like when you walk away. That's silly, right? If that happens, it means you weren't really paying attention. So, when we end the prayer by saying, "So be it," we're saying, "I was paying attention. I did mean it, and you're going to see it in my life." And that's a big reason why we practice our core disciplines regularly here on the podcast. Things like gratitude, setting intentions, and praying, they're ways of living out the covenant prayer. And so, if we make them a part of our rhythm, we don't have to worry about missing or forgetting them. In fact, over the next couple of weeks, we're going to be exploring some spiritual practices that have been really helpful to people who want to love God the best they can. But for now, let's close in prayer. If you want to, you can close your eyes and fold your hands. Dear God, thank you for this week and for the covenant prayer that helps us start the year with purpose. As we get back into our rhythms, may our daily practices of gratitude, intention, and prayer help us live out our promises to love you, trust you, and follow you so be it. Amen. All right, Grace Harbor, you've just about made it through the week. If you're back at school this week like we are, I hope it's been so good to see your friends and teachers. Have a great Friday, and I'll talk to you tonight.